It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine for free pickup around our tri-state area in many, many, many different places. There's a companion website, of course, mainstreetmag.com. And we also chat once a week with Thorin Christendotter. Thorin, thanks for joining us. And we start this on a brand new month.
We do. And well, we're still talking a little bit about our last issue and the Year of the Rabbit. So I guess that applies to all year long, right?
It does. And I was in reading the story. Mm-hmm. I was always aware of the Chinese New Year. I didn't realize it was only celebrated for a short period of time. And I didn't realize that they cycle through animals. And that cycle is that animals will cycle only once every 12 years. It's a really long and interesting article about the hop and the Year of the Rabbit, but also the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, so when Dominique proposes, because obviously this is from our February issue, which was our animal farming themed issue. So when Dominique was like, hey, listen, you know, it's kind of animal, it's the Year of the Rabbit, but can I look into this and, you know, the way that the Chinese look at the New Year's and what that means? And I was like, yeah, that sounds fascinating. And, you know, through the years, I personally have, you know, paid a little bit of attention, but didn't know much about it. So I was so excited to read her article where she kind of dives into, you know, how and why it all works. And then she broke down each animal and the birth year. So you can kind of find which, you know, animal you are or the year that you were born in and the uniqueness of characteristics of it. And see if it applies to you. And I know Ashley and I went through it in our office and we, you know, checked for our kids, we checked for ourselves and our spouses, you know, to see, and we're like, oh, that applies. So it's kind of neat to look through it that way too.
Yeah. It's like, as I said, I'm sure 90% of us have heard about the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
But I bet you 90% of us aren't fully aware what the meaning is all about. And this article, in an entertaining way, is also a great educational tool about the Chinese New Year.
It certainly is, and in kind of a light and approachable way too. And she dove a little bit into also, you know, how metal and water and wood and fire also play a part of it, and, you know, the kind of complexities of it all. So it's, you know, I at least enjoyed it quite a bit and learned quite a few things as well. So I hope our readers enjoy that as well.
All right. And seeing as we are in a new month, just a quick sneak peek before we go back to some of the articles we didn't cover in February yet, a sneak peek at what's coming up this month.
Well, as we talked about last week, our March issue should be out probably Thursday, I hope, with all, you know, the weather and everything that's happening today and tomorrow, that it'll hit newsstands and it'll take us a few days to deliver. But it is our biggest issue ever. And that means in the page count, it'll be 72 pages, which we've never had before. So Ashley really busted her tail working with our advertisers who really stepped up and wanted to help us make this issue really special. And our writers went, you know, gangbusters with, you know, the kind of free for all when I told everyone about this issue. And I'm like, write whatever. If you want to look back in the last 10 years, look back at some stories you did or just whatever. So it's kind of a mixture of that and some fun things. Like, you know, Jesse was predicting the future in his article. And for example, Christine, because she's been spent the last 10 years, you know, writing on real estate and interviewing entrepreneurs in our area. So for example, she wrote a little for the entrepreneur feature. She wrote looking back at the first three entrepreneur interviews that she did and reflecting on those and, you know, checking in with those folks today and their businesses. And she, for her real estate, she examined, for example, compared to 10 years ago, what was happening in 2013 versus 2023. So it's quite a mixture and just some really fun articles and it's kind of, for me, putting the issue also together and thinking about all the content from the last 10 years. It's been a trip.
70 some pages, people might have to do a little workout to pick it up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the weight of it. I mean, a couple of years ago for our food and drink issue in July, it was 68 pages. So this is, you know, like that was our biggest issue ever. So to have a 72 pager, you know, it'll feel probably more a little bit more like a book.
Well, it's a big anniversary for you, right?
10 years. I mean, that's, and the more we spoke about it, the more some of our friends and readers and advertisers were like, wow, that's huge. And then it was funny because a number of our other advertisers were like, oh, did you realize we also have an anniversary? And, you know, like Crown Energy is celebrating 10 years later this year since they purchased Dutch's Oil. And there were a number of others who were like, oh, we have a 20 year anniversary, like Copic, like Realty has one. And so it was kind of fun to, you know, have people connect with us on that. And like the Millerton Antique Center this summer is also celebrating a big birthday. And so it was kind of like everyone is kind of in celebratory mode. So it was kind of nice to connect with people on that too.
All right. We always scan and talk about farmers markets in our area. And you've got an interesting story on a market, but it's the Kent Flower Market.
Yeah, we've had a little bit about Kent and what they're doing down there, and so this in this one, Palm looked at the market specifically because Palm's been doing you know, more like seeds to grow and from a floor or gardener perspective, I should say, rather than the florist. So for this issue, she wanted to talk to the folks at the Kent Flower Market and kind of behind the scenes and, you know, all aspects of the market and what's involved. And just to support a great organization that, you know, obviously the flowers are gorgeous, but what goes into it and how it's evolved.
Well, you know, farmers markets and growing in general is celebrated a lot in our area from early spring into late fall in all the different states by many, many different organizations. I would think flowers themselves, it's almost like a golfing season. Golfers can't wait to get out on that first tee, and farmers can't wait to get out and put their hands, I mean farmers, flower people who grow can't wait to get out there and put their hands in cold dirt for the first time of the year.
Oh yeah, and just like Palm, you know, she, her article coming up, you know, talking about seedlings and starting in winter, and you know, I didn't realize until I started speaking to her about gardening that it's an all year event for gardeners. And sometimes they're even more busy in the wintertime than they are, you know, during growing season. So it's kind of been an experience for me to learn about gardening and everything that goes into it. There's so much more involved. So, but you're right. They cannot wait to get their hands in that soil.
You know, interesting, the final article that you have on your Main Street Mag website is a farming update, and what it involves, which is pretty interesting, is a look at key issues. And when you look at the key issues and the areas that you hit with this article, it goes a lot farther than people would think about farming itself in general.
Well, isn't that the case with everything? There's so much more involved than, you know, you think on the surface. So unless you're really involved in it, you know, you don't even know all the ins and outs and intricacies of it. So for this, Regina spoke with a number of farmers in and around the area, some out of the area. And just to kind of not even dip the toe in, because there's so much involved, but she touched upon a couple of subjects that impact farming and in our day and age. And the various things. So as I said, you know, there's so much more involved, obviously. So she, you know, you can kind of go through the subheads and pick and see and pick what the subjects that she tackled were. But it's a complicated issue and it impacts all of us. So I think it's important that we all kind of have some understanding of what's happening. And the same, Jesse had written in this issue as well about farming legislation. So there's a lot involved.
Well, it's not just farming anymore. We, you know, years ago when we had Dave Teeter on, the FFA out of Housatonic is one of the most respected. There's a respected FFA out of Pine Plains. But when you talk about farming now, it does a lot to, you know, what you do on the farm itself. But farming has really expanded more into agribusiness.
Yes. I mean, we look all around, you know, even driving from my office to your office, you know, there are how many farms are in between or in farm stands there, you know, there are a handful. We're surrounded by it. And certainly, I think the younger generation is more involved in growing their own food and being aware where their food comes from. And I think that's just a good thing. And trying to be healthier, you know, for us as people, as well as our surroundings and our environment. So I'm all for it.
Well, Main Street Magazine, once again, it should be out if this storm isn't too bad, hey,
yeah,
it should be out towards the end of the week, right?
It'll definitely be out by the end of the week, and it may take us into the weekend to deliver everywhere. So be patient. If you don't find the issue, please go back. And I had more printed because I knew it would be a big issue, and I wanted everyone to get a copy. So we'll be going back out to key locations mid-month to redistribute to some high traffic places. Everyone can always stop by our office to grab a copy here.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next week. Have a great week, Thorne.
All right. Enjoy the snow day.
Take care.